Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. Week 5 in the NFL season is in the books. We can look back and we can rank our quarterbacks. As always, I like to let you know where we were, where we left off. So at the end of week 4, we had number 1, Josh Allen, number 2, Lamar Jackson, number 3, Jaden Daniels, number 4, Joe Burrow, and number 5, Sam Darnold. Now look, as more and more games are happening, we're getting more data. More data allows us to evaluate the quarterbacks more on a more granular level. So I've been developing my own grading system on a game-to-game basis for each quarterback that's in the top 5 or flirting with the top 5. My goal in this is to be able to look at, for example, Josh Allen in week 1, and how do I grade that game? Was it a C, C+, B-, B, and so on for all of his games? And the same thing for the next guy. And then you can step back and look high level. How many A-plus games has this guy played? How many, you know, compared to the other guy, etc., right? Like, I want to be able to grade them on a game-to-game basis. That way, when we're ranking them, we can really look at the trend too, right? Like, maybe they started off hot with a bunch of A's and now they're playing poorly with C's, or maybe they had a slow start in week 1 and 2 and now they're really increasing on that graded performance. So the metrics I'm using to get a grade on a week to on a game to game basis: completion percentage, yards, total yards, touchdowns, turnovers, and QBR. I'm also using EPA as a kind of the overall rank. I'm using EPA when I'm ranking them for the week. Not on a game-to-game basis, but where do they rank in the league in EPA? And then I use that. But on the game-to-game basis, like I said, completion percentage, yards, touchdowns, and interceptions, QBR. So let me explain each category, how I grade it, and then let's go through and let's rank. Let's give you the rank for week 5. Here we go. For completion percentages, to get an A+, you need to complete 70% or above. 65 to 69% is an A. 60 to 65% is a B. Anything below 60%, you start to hit the C minus and the D territory. For yards, combined yards of 300 and above, A+. Yardage from 250 to 299, an A. Yardage 200 to 250 is a B. Anything below the 200-yard mark, we start to go to C minus and below. Total touchdowns, 3 total touchdowns, A+. 2 is an A. 1 touchdown is a B. No touchdowns, a C. Obviously, you can't get worse than that, than no touchdowns. Takeaway turnovers, those will be 0 is an A+, clearly. Be clean with the football. A C minus for 1. And then as you accumulate more interceptions, it goes down to a D+, and et cetera. Gets lower. The grade worsened. For QBR, anything above an 85 is an A+. 75 to 84.9 is an A. 70 to 75 is a B+. 60 to 69 is a B. 50 to 59 is a C. And then when you get below 50, we start getting to C- and below. We also use the EPA, but that's kind of on an overall basis for the year. Our rank, I will go through 5-1 like always, and I'm going to talk about how these players have been graded based off of my grading scale. Okay. Coming in at number 5, C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud this season has had 3 A games, a B-plus game, and a D game. He's 6th in EPA, which is really great. That's, in my opinion, the most important nerd stat out there, along with QBR. He's 7th in QBR. Let's talk about the trend we see. Week 1, he opened up really hot. He had an A game, really nice game, good win over the Colts. That was probably his best game. Then he had a solid game in week 2 with a B+. He had a D performance in week 3 against the Minnesota Vikings. That's where he, you know, turned the ball over 3 times. His QBR was a 28.7. Clearly not a great game. But you know what? Brian Flores is doing that to a lot of top quarterbacks. Go ask Brock Purdy. Go ask Jordan Love. But he's bounced back since then with 2 A performances. So overall, we have him 5th. I like the way he's playing. I really like the way he's played late in games. This past week against the Bills and also against the Jaguars, closing the games out. Okay, coming in at number 4 this week, Josh Allen. Now, Josh Allen, when we talk about trends, Josh Allen started off the year really hot. Josh Allen has always been a pretty streaky player, and we're starting to see that as the season unfolds. Started the year off with an A-plus game against the Cardinals, then an A game, then an A++ game against the Jaguars. We all remember what he did on Monday night. Played phenomenal. 4 touchdowns, 77% completion. He had a QBR of 97.8. I gave him an A++. Then he had a C- game against Baltimore. and then a C last week. We could have rated that even harsher, I think. I tried to be kind because I'm pretty sure he's playing with a concussion based off everything we saw. But that's what you see. His trend is started off really high, and it's starting to trend downward as the season progresses. So we've moved him. You guys remember, if you've been listening, he started off at one. He held on to one quite a few weeks. Okay, Josh Allen comes in at number four. Number three this week, Jaden Daniels stays put. He stays put this week. We got a rookie in the top five. That's amazing. Let's talk about high-level EPA. He's second in EPA, and he's third in QBR, and I love that. It's really difficult to keep him at three and not move him to two, but those other two guys are just playing so damn well. I got to keep him at three. Overall for the season, he's been very consistent on our grading scale. He had a B performance in week one, B plus in week two. We could give him an A plus plus in Cincinnati. I gave him an A plus in Cincinnati, and then an A against, he had an A against Arizona, I apologize, and then a B against the Browns. But to be second in EPA in your rookie season through 5 weeks is mad impressive. He's been very consistent. I'd like to see an increase in his passing efficiency, because if you look at his completion percentage, it was 70% in week one, then 79, then an insane 91% in week three. It's starting to dip down at 56% last week. I don't love that. He's going to start facing some better defenses, so we're going to see how he plays, but I like him at number three right now. We'll see how it goes. I got some friends that think he's a fluke. I don't know. We shall see, but I like the way he's playing. He's number three still. He's leading in offense, and they're scoring a lot of points. All right. Surprise, surprise. Coming in at number two. I know you think I'm going to put Lamar Jackson two and Joe Burrow one, but I'm not. I'm going to give respect to Lamar. So number two is Joe Burrow. Right now, Joe Burrow's EPA is first in the league. Expected points added. So nobody is playing better on a play-by-play basis over the first 5 weeks than Joe Burrow in terms of adding points to the scoreboard for his team based off his play. QBR is number two in the league. And then if we look at him on a game-by-game basis, he's sort of the opposite of Josh Allen, where Josh Allen has started to really kind of fall off and play poorly over the last few weeks. Joe just started slow against the Patriots with a C-minus grade. I gave him a C-minus in that game. High percentage of completions, not a lot of yards, 164, no touchdowns, no turnovers, and a QBR of 45, C-. But since then, he's had one A++ game this past week, an A+, and a B+. Joe Burrow is, no one's playing better since week one. But if we look at the season in totality, he's number two on my list. Again, EPA and QBR, he's one and two. He's two on my list. I feel very comfortable with that based off my grading scale and with what the nerdy numbers and what the eye test says as well. Eye test Sunday said that there's someone else that's at number one, and that someone else is none other than the two-time MVP Lamar Jackson coming in at number one. Lamar's been the most consistent playing at a high level this year. I'd say Burrow is right there. I won't be surprised if Burrow takes over, but right now Lamar Jackson is playing at a very high level. EPA 4, QBR 4, week one B+ performance. His only bad game was week two against the Raiders. It was his lowest graded game with a B-. And then he had an A++ game the next week in Dallas. An A game the week after that against the Bills. And then I could have given him an A++ last week, but I gave him an A+ against the Bengals. So he grades out to be the number one quarterback. He doesn't have one bad game this year. I mean, even the game against the Raiders, they were up 10 points in the fourth quarter. Yeah, He's just a phenomenal player. The throw that he made to Isaiah Likely, where he's rolling right, he stiff arms a 300-pound defensive end and makes just an insane throw. I mean, he's just playing at an all-time level right now. Love what I'm seeing from Lamar Jackson. So he takes over number one spot. So this week, after 5 weeks in the NFL, after grading these quarterbacks, our ranking is Lamar Jackson at number one, Joe Burrow at number two, Jaden Daniels at number three, Josh Allen at four, CJ Stroud at five. Some guys to look out for. I've said this guy's name many times. If he keeps playing this well, I wouldn't be shocked if we see him in the list. But Baker Mayfield is playing at a high, high level. So keep our eyes on Baker. That's a lot of talking, man. Okay. So there you have it. That's our ranking this week. As always, if you enjoy it, let me know. Let me know if you want me to fix anything with the grading system. Let me know your input on the grading system. We might have to update it as we move forward. We're always trying to get better. Let's go watch this game. I'm going to be rooting my butt off for the Niners and my pickups.